Joining us on the line, I think from somewhere far away, is Adel Kozulski. Adel often chats to us in studio. She hasn't been in for a while, but Adel talks about a more spiritual and perhaps Kabbalistic approach to the goings on in our very physical world. I wanted her view on the peace plan and how this ties in to a more spiritual vision or view of the world. Adel, a very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. I think it's an hour earlier wherever you are.
It is. Kathy had to pull me out of bed.
All right. Well done, Kathy, and well done, Adel. I think it's important. I would love to get that kind of sense and be able to present that kind of view to our listeners, because we talk about this as though it's a very, very, and it is a very, very physical, very here and now approach to it. But behind all of this is another world that we certainly believe is functioning. Give me your thoughts.
Absolutely. And yes, particularly this year, starting from Rosh Hashanah last year, many, many things have been happening, which, as correctly you say, like I've just been listening to you, you know, I've caught glimpses of your discussions prior for me coming on air. And yes, you know, Trump is trying to be practical about it. Everybody is trying to make sense with what you see is what you get, and trying to, you know, to cut the best deal. And I'm not going to be negating any of the issues that are discussing, but from a spiritual perspective, we've got to understand that we have a big leader called God, who's actually running the world. This world is a chessboard, and God is really moving the chess pieces into place and pushing the world to where it's supposed to be going. And as always, the listeners know, and for those that do look into Torah for guidance, we're looking towards a messianic process. We're looking towards a messianic time. And in that time, there needs to be peace in the world, not only for ourselves, but for the entire world, Jew and Gentile alike. And all the forces of evil that are apparent in the world right now are kind of getting a hiding and slowly being obliterated and removed from this world. So if you look across just really recent time span, the last year or so, a couple of years ago, we were sweating about ISIS. ISIS is no longer. There's been significant assassinations of the people who bring terror to this world. Obviously, the most significant being Soleimani. And we see now one of the major players in the world, obviously America and Trump, and we've discussed it many times before, that they represent the brother Esav being the twin brother of Jacob, of Yaakov, who at the end of days has to come and align himself with his brother Jacob, the Jewish people, and help the Jewish people restore their sovereignty, restore their place in this world. And that's exactly what Trump is doing very significantly on many, many levels, in terms of saying to the world again, Jerusalem is the undisputed capital of Israel. The Golan does belong to the Jews. Judea and Samaria is part of the Jewish map. I think that the Trump plan coming in now, I'm sitting there and, like, obviously from a practical point of view, political point of view, and all the deliberations we can have, you know, we can deliberate backwards and forwards, but I think one of the comments I picked up just listening now to your interview is that the Palestinians, or maybe not the Palestinian people on the ground, but certainly the leadership, is still in a position where they will completely and utterly reject this plan. And it could swing both ways. It could be that that this type of plan will cause the Palestinians, the people on the ground, to have an uprising and change things and say, yes, we want peace, because that's part of our messianic plan. Alternatively, we're going to see an uprising of more violence and madness, as we did in 1948. We announced independence, and before we knew it, we had our enemies coming at us. And this is really the struggle between good and evil. Evil has to be eradicated. What we pray for is that evil is eradicated in a peaceful way, maybe with like surgical assassinations and just taking out those that are heading it. But it's really going to be on the free will of the people of which way they want to choose. Undoubtedly, however, on a spiritual level, this entire movement that we're seeing now, everything that is happening around the world, is bringing together all the elements we need for a messianic time, a messianic process, which is friendship, brotherhood, people living together, working for the good of each other, with Israel being a light unto the nations. And Trump is facilitating this tremendously and helping us achieve this. And I think that all the other things we're seeing, the impeachment against Trump, the impeachment, so to speak, of Netanyahu, trying to indict him on all his stuff, is just, it's the fight between good and evil. So it's almost, we're not in the birth pangs, we're birthing Mashiach now. And so the pain is pretty intense. And the good and the evil is becoming like brighter on both sides. And I believe that, you know, very soon we're going to, we're seeing triumphs of good.
What's interesting to me is one of the most powerful parts, I think, of the Bible is one that we hardly really even mention, is at the burial of Abraham, that both Isaac and Ishmael, who had really, really become sworn enemies, stand together shoulder to shoulder, as so to speak, when they're burying Abraham, and I think that that's an image that that is so important, because it shows that you know, that peace can be achieved. It's just a matter of parties deciding on a joint mission and accepting that that peace is a possibility and an aspiration.
Absolutely, and it will happen that way, because Ishmael and Esav are also, you know, sons and grandsons of Abraham. And as I've always said, the messianic process from a Judaic point of view is not just a messianic process for ourselves, but for the entire world. And we need that to come, you know, to fruition. So, you know, just in terms of Trump's peace plan, from a spiritual point of view, I think it's the same as Iran, you know. We've seen evil eradicated, and we're seeing now a grassroots level, grassroots uprising of the people of Iran saying, enough, we don't want to live under, you know, despotic conditions. We want to be democratic. We want to live like everybody else. Those are all messianic concepts, right? It's just the way the politicians are running it right now. But in truth, the way God is running it, that there are circumstances coming around that will cause revolution, hopefully in a peaceful way, without much bloodshed. And really, this is where the Palestinians are right now. You are our brothers. And we need to make peace. I could argue spiritually that I don't necessarily agree with the Trump peace plan. The land of Israel is not up for dividing. It's not to be given away in any way whatsoever. We have territorial landmarks from the Torah of what the land of Israel should look like. And I believe those will be resolved as things start clearing out, and we see, you know, which way the process is going to take. Is it going to be a peaceful one, or is it going to be, you know, a more, I guess, violent one?
Well, let's hope it's a peace that does prevail. Adel Kozelski, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. Time is 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Adel presenting a view from her own view, obviously. I don't necessarily agree with all of it. But the one thing that certainly we do agree on is that hopefully peace is going to be the conclusion, and that people can indeed stand side by side.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.